Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Reverend Al Green bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm a deacon. The deacon of the Small Business Advocate Show here with the Reverend Al Green. Having a great time with our good friend Bill Diffenderfer, Elder Diffenderfer. Hey, Bill, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your book.
Well, just go to a Bank of Last Resort. But really, I'm not selling any websites right now because I'm in the process of changing things around. And I'm sort of working on a couple of new projects. So hopefully I'll be able to come on your show and talk about those in the future.
We look forward to it. So check it out, folks, at Bank of Last Resort, wherever books are sold. Bill, if you were a small business right now, you were somebody just trying to get a business going, nothing big like your venture you're working on, you know, kind of a Main Street kind of an activity, what would you do? How would you fund that company?
Well, you know, I'd start off by having a really good story. I mean, the way you raise money is you get in front of some people and you tell them a story. People love stories. And in the story, you're talking about your business and how it's going to be a big success for the people around you. Whether you're trying to start up a new dry cleaning business or you want to start up a new technology company, it comes down to being able to explain to other people why they're going to make money on your idea. And there's nothing better than a story about explaining exactly what it feels like to use your product or how their life is going to get better, because people love hearing success stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you've got to be able to, that's if you're going after investors. You've got to be able to back up your proposals, whatever you're projecting.
You need a plan.
You got to be able to, because they're going to ask you, nobody's going to turn loose of their money unless they ask you hard questions.
That's right. And whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, they want to know that you've got a plan. They want to know why it's a good idea today and not why wasn't it a good idea 10 years ago? Why didn't somebody already do it?
Right.
I always get that question. Why hasn't somebody not done this already?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to explain why somebody hasn't done it. Something has to have changed that makes your opportunity right this minute a very good idea. And right this minute, very important part of what I just said, it's got to be a great idea right now.
Absolutely. What about if I'm not looking for investors? What if I'm trying to bootstrap my business and I'm not looking for investors? I'm not even, you know, as you know, Bill, 99.2% of all startups aren't even prospects for investors.
Right.
And that's my
that's my
number.
Question. My new business, I'm actually writing a new management book, and it's going to focus on the big things that people don't look at. Too often people get caught up in the details of their business, and they ignore the tsunami that's coming their way, like an economic recession or like a major competitor coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Always look at the big things every day and go, what could kill my business today? And then ask yourself, how do I avoid that, and what can grow my business today?
But all right, so but here's the question, though. If I'm starting a business, I mean, do you recommend bootstrapping? Do you recommend just doing it one nickel at a time?
I think you do it however you got to do it. I think if you've got to bootstrap, you bootstrap it. If you can get somebody to put some dollars in, you do that. The point is,
if you're
figure out where you're trying to get to.
If you're a small business, if you got a small Main Street business, do you recommend trying to find an investor or trying to find the loan?
You know, it depends on the business. But I like investors because, first of all, those are free dollars.
Right.
Except that you're giving up on the back end.
You might be giving up on the front end because of control. See, you like investors. I like loans. Because Because when I pay that banker off, he goes away.
Yeah, but if you don't pay that banker off, he's taking what you've got.
Well, that's true. It's all a risk. You're right. But here's the thing. The truth is, we're both right.
Absolutely.
Especially if you grow your business very fast, you need to scale. You probably need a little bit of both. Now, of course, the first investor is yourself.
Also true.
Yeah.
Now let me add two little quick thoughts, because I know we're running toward the end of this.
Yep. You got
first
30
is,
seconds.
You never have enough money. And second is, don't be greedy.
Ah, what is it? What does "don't be greedy" mean?
Don't be greedy means don't think so much of your idea. Don't fall in love with your own ideas that when you have a chance to get a new investor or borrowing, and you, instead you go, no, no, I'm going to be so successful, I want to own all of it. Bring in partners, get help.
Right.
Don't be greedy.
That's a good. That's a good recommendation. A Bank of Last Resort is the name of his book. Bill Diffenderfer is the author, and there are three F's in that name, and
four
three.
F's.
I mean, four, that's right, four F's and three D's. How about that?
Yeah.
And a bunch of E's. hey, thanks, Bill, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Okay, we'll do it again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing an intentional act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.